Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dirt and Sprague.
I really do believe they're either going to live up to the hype or they're going to have a very mediocre season.
Starting your day with a big cup of dirt.
No, I'm not a bro.
And a little splash of Sprague.
Peekaboo.
Dirt and Sprague on the Fan Sports Network.
Hour number two, Dirt and Sprague. Sports Saturday edition. Joe Fisher III, Rashad Taylor, Jason Swigard. You're right over there?
Yeah. Just had to clear my throat a little bit. It's all good.
Drink some of that Blanton's.
Yeah, I'm looking at it, man. Might be a little early, but I'm definitely looking at it. Somebody's going to get a nice little gift in here.
I think
that's
for Zook.
Yeah, it's got a sticky note on it that says
Big Zook.
Big Zook.
Big Zook.
Who's that?
Might have to say Big Fish on there here in a second.
Yeah, I was thinking about, we'll just cross that out.
What a tease. Rude.
I mean, right here.
Very nice listener, whoever did that and provided a bottle of Blanton's to Big Zook, but also rude because now I just have to stare at this box of Blanton's for the next 3 hours. Not happy about it.
I can put like some paper over it or something if you'd like.
You can move it.
Yeah, might have to. Just have to.
A little Kentucky coffee.
Yeah, that does it right there.
Bingo.
Perfect.
Bingo. Don't even think about it. It's not even there anymore.
Hour number one will be podcasted for you, and you can actually get it anywhere you get your podcast, including Spotify, which Rashad and I are somehow banned from.
I don't get it.
Sports Saturday somehow is banned from Spotify. How that happened, when that happened, I don't know. Quite frankly, I blame Jordan Schultz, our producer, just because it's easy to put the blame on someone else.
Yeah, let's just pass the buck.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe it was something we said.
I didn't do anything wrong. Okay?
I don't know. We might have said something, though. There's a good chance that
you
something
You say
was
some
said.
Pretty racy things sometimes.
I mean, hey.
There's a line, and you cross over. You're a habitual line stepper.
Hey, man, it's Saturday. We've got to wake people up.
Well, people can listen to us on Dirt and Sprague's podcast wherever they get their podcast, because we're hijacking it for the next few days. Be here Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Hour one, we did some NFL. Hour two, all college football, baby, including, let's put a bow on our final round one thoughts on the Oregon Ducks. They beat James Madison on, Saturday night, 51-36? 35?
34.
Shows how much 34. I'm paying attention. I tried to check out at the end there because James Madison was scoring way too many touchdowns for my liking, you know?
Yeah, it was a weird one.
Hey, it was a great offensive output, great special teams output as well. And then defense just was lagging at the end. One thing that I did notice, obviously during the game and then after the fact, was a lot of guys playing a lot more snaps than they normally play. But then I saw afterwards there were 8 players defensively that played a career high in snaps on Saturday. So when I saw that, that had put it even more into context of, okay, here are some guys that, yeah, they've had some run throughout the season. They've had some, you know, series that they played, some moments. But as far as playing the most amount of 8 different players on that side of the ball that played a career high in snaps in a single game.
I'm curious if you know if they were more on the offensive side or defensive side of the ball.
The 8 players?
Yes.
I'm pretty sure they were all defensive.
And that shows, because in the second half, James Madison outscored the Ducks 28-17. So you put in multiple new defensive faces, and it showed, you know. And I think if they had have continued to go with the starters, maybe at least for a few more snaps, then maybe that wouldn't have been the case, and you wouldn't have had Tosh Lapoy and some other players of the team being pretty pissed off about how poorly they played defensively in the second half, because it was really a tale of both of 2 halves. First half was just a dominant Oregon performance, and the second half was like, oh, James Madison might actually come back in the game. Like, we all thought it. We all, for a second, once they scored that last touchdown, or we thought that there's a chance James Madison could do some silly stuff and come back. So, I mean, this is what you don't want to see moving into the next round against a team that you know can put up points like Texas Tech.
Yeah, but also, I'm just – how many of these – like, I just – and I have the list, actually, of all the guys who had a career high in snaps. It's human nature when you get up as large of a lead as you do in that game. I mean, what was it, 34-3, 48-13 at one point, that blocked punt that ended up turning into a touchdown that made it 48-13. You're halfway through the third quarter at that point. Human nature is going to set in, and you're just going to let off the gas, which coaches absolutely hate, and they preach ad nauseum until they're blue in the face that play a full 4 quarters of football. I feel like I hear Anthony Newman in the back of my head, like a little voice that is now etched in there all the time, saying play a full 60 minutes, play a full 4 quarters. And so it'll drive coaches nuts when teams don't do that. By the way, yes, I do have the list here. Naeem Offord, 48 snaps, career high. Blake Purchase, 44 snaps, career high. Ashton Porter, 31 snaps. Tiani Gray, 29 snaps. Terrence Green, 28 snaps. Dalen Austin, 24. Jericho Johnson, 18. Braden Platt, 16. All career highs for all of those players in this game. So, again, a lot of dudes getting snaps. And that's, you know, I go back and forth where it's like, I understand Lanning and Tosh Lapoy being pissed about the defensive effort, especially later in the game. But again, I just named off 8 dudes who played a career high in snaps there.
Yeah, but I think the reason why, because this isn't week 4 of the season, you know, and you're not playing James Madison in what would be considered a tune-up game in most cases at the beginning of the season. This is a playoff performance. You want to see peak Duck football. Considering how things went for them last year, the last thing you want to see is a team let off the gas in 3.5 quarters through. And I think that's kind of what happened. So you're looking at a lot of people that are saying, what the hell is this? Well, how could you know what happened last year and still get to a point to where you say, you know what, we got this? Well, no, you don't got this.
And again, this is where it's like a catch-22, is that I don't think any of these guys that are playing that haven't played a lot this year or getting their career high in snaps, I don't think they were letting their foot off the gas. I think it's just you're playing second and third string guys that aren't used to playing. And also, you were playing a James Madison team who clearly did not want to just roll over and give up in that game. They realized in that game, at some point in the game, that, listen, we're not going to win this, but we're not going to roll over, and we're not going to lose this game 69-13. All right, we're going to go out fighting. We're going to go out swinging, because God knows if we're ever going to get back in this situation. I mean, some of those players, obviously seniors, juniors, whatever, they know they're not going to be back in that situation. So they're like, you know what? Let's just keep playing hard till the end. And The one thing that is concerning, though, as far as like all these guys getting, you know, a lot of snaps that they don't normally get, is that some of these guys are 5 stars, 4 stars, you know, 3 stars. Some guys that would be starters at James Madison, would be starters in the Sun Belt and be playing consistently. And you had James Madison look as good as they did. That is the one concerning part for the whole season, that it's been talked about depth of this Oregon team. And then when you actually have to show that depth, well, you didn't need to show the depth. You chose to show the depth. That's what ends up happening. That is the one concerning part. But also, this is where it's one of those, got to take it in a vacuum, because this is not going to be the situation against Texas Tech. A lot of these guys that got the career high in snaps, good for you getting those, getting the moment, getting in there, playing a lot in a playoff game. But this Texas Tech game is going to be a completely different situation where these guys aren't getting a career high in snaps again.
No. You wanted to do that to make sure you can get some experience in, because, you know, you never know with injuries and everything that happens in football. You want to make sure you've got people that know their assignment in there. You will not see that next week against Texas Tech. You are going to see the best 11 on each side playing for most of that game, unless we see some type of weird blowout. I'm knocking on wood here, but unless we see something like that, I don't expect to see something similar to the James Madison game. I expect to see your best output on both ends, because you do not want to let up against a team like Texas Tech. They can run you out of the stadium real, real fast.
Yeah. Well, again, the positives though of this game is that offensively, just looked as potent as you have all season. The talent gap was evident. I think you could see that all, basically in one play, that Malik Benson touchdown, the deep pass all along the right side. When Dante was getting ready to throw that ball, Malik Benson was about 2-3 yards away from the defensive back. And by the time that the ball was caught, he was 3-4 yards past the defensive back. Just showing the difference in speed and talent between the wide receiver of Oregon and the DB of James Madison. Also, I don't know if you saw, there's a video going around of one of the defensive linemen for James Madison, number 33.
Mm-hmm.
I remember I took note of him like running onto the field at one point. I'm like, oh, that's a thick boy. That's a wide boy. That's a tuna can body right there. Just short, but wide. And there was a couple plays where that poor kid was fighting for his life, trying to run down, get some pursuit angle tackles, trying to catch up to Deer Hill. And God bless his heart. But another example of like, okay, this offense and this James Madison defense, one of these things is definitely not like the other.
No, for sure. And that's kind of the thing that might scare me moving into this Texas Tech game, is James Madison put up 509 total yards of offense.
Yeah.
That is a lot. Their running back, Wayne Knight, who is incredible, had 110 on the ground. Their dual threat quarterback had 273 through the air. That makes me a little nervous as they get ready to move on to a team that's clearly, clearly better than that. And so there is some positive takeaway. You did blow them out still, even with all of the complaints. But yes, those things kind of, you know, give me pause as they get ready to move into the next game.
You said it was 504 yards, correct?
509.
Well, I know 99 of those came on the final drive, and then 89 of them came on the second to last drive of the game. At that point, it was 48 to 20, and then they added those two touchdowns late. I don't know. It's, as a Duck fan, there's part of me that as that game was finishing up, which seemed like it took damn near 5 hours for that game to wrap up, but it was just, I even said out loud, I was like, okay, I'd rather not give up 34 points to James Madison. You know, that doesn't really make me feel too stoked, but you got the win, and I just don't think any of this is going to translate, especially in that second half, to what happened against Texas Tech.
Fingers crossed.
It's just you played a lot of dudes who aren't used to playing that much. You went up big. You were up by 35 points with a quarter and a half left, and you coasted. And quite frankly, it works out for Dan Lanning and the coaching staff, because now you have something to ream on them about for the next week and a half. And if you're Texas Tech, you're probably pissed, because you're like, great, now you're going to get a motivated Oregon team, especially on the defensive side, to go and show people that that was just a fluke and that they took their mind off of the end goal of playing a complete perfect game. And now they're going to be very upset and wanting to do that against Texas Tech.
Well, hopefully coaches are on their ass in the practice because, you know, this is going to be the one that really shows us how good this Oregon team really is. So we'll see.
We'll be here next week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. So we'll definitely be doing plenty of preview of the Oregon Ducks, Texas Tech Orange Bowl game. Also, we will be doing a Orange Bowl preview show on New Year's Eve from 1 to 4 with Andy Dirt Johnson, Anthony Newman, and Big Sook, Jason Zukanik, from 1 to 4. New Year's Eve, so before you start partying, party with us here on the Fan Sports Network for our Orange Bowl preview show. And then the next day, New Year's Day, get your Pedialyte and your Gatorade ready because we're having a watch party over at Grand Central Bowl for the Orange Bowl game. And then after, myself and Jordan Schultz will be on the Ducks postgame show live from Grand Central Bowl. So
full little weekend or yeah. Full little couple days for you.
Yeah, right? Yeah, definitely. So I mean, New Year's Eve and New Year's Day, we will still be here rocking with you for the Orange Bowl preview show and the Orange Bowl game and then the post game show for you. So going to the other college football teams and the other matchups that we saw from the first round. Best season in almost 30 years and nothing to show for it. We get to that next year. Dirt and Sprague, Joe Fisher and Rashad Taylor, Fan Sports Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
The best season in almost 30 years and nothing to show for it. Do you know who I'm talking about, Rashad?
Are you talking Oklahoma?
Texas, Oklahoma, yeah. AMU.
It's one of those two teams.
I am talking about one of those two teams, and I'm talking about Texas A&M.
Yeah, it's one of those two teams. Not Oklahoma, because they've had some success. At least you had a couple Heismans, and you know you've had one with Texas A&M. But Yeah, I'm going to say Texas A&M.
Yeah, it is definitely them. 11-0 start to the season. All you got to do is beat Texas. You're in the SEC championship game. You're getting a first round bye. You're still playing right now if you just beat Texas. But they lose to Texas, their in-state rival. They do not get to go to the SEC championship game. They do not get a first round bye. And then they lose their first round game at home to Miami, where they only put up 3 total points, do not score any touchdowns, and including a end zone interception to end the game and end their season. If you look at the A&M year by year, they did also finish 11-2 back in 2012 with Kevin Sumlin. They won the Cotton Bowl that year, but I say that this is their best season in 30 years because even that year, like they lost their first game. I was looking at it yesterday. Texas A&M, yeah, they lost their season opener to Florida. They lost in the middle of the season to LSU. So at one point they were 5-2 and then ended up winning their last 6 games, which included the Cotton Bowl against Oklahoma, coincidentally, to end their season. But starting off 11-0, and then
for the first time since 92?
I believe you are correct, and I believe that's where I got, the last season that they had a basically undefeated season, 1994, they finished 10-0-1 in the Southwestern Conference.
Damn that tie.
Yeah, thank God we don't have ties anymore in college football. NFL, take notes. They tied against SMU 21-21. But, yeah, I mean, that was the last season that they had technically a better record. And then in 1992, they went 12-1. But that, I mean, that has just got to be the worst feeling. This reminds me of, like, what was it, Miami a few years ago? They started off, like, 10-0 or something like that and then lost their last 3 games of the season.
Oh, that's right.
But, man, Texas A&M, and I don't have a whole lot of sympathy for their fan base because it's basically a cult. But that is still just for any team, absolutely brutal way to end your season. You are right there on the precipice of having your first SEC championship game appearance, first SEC championship, first round, like all of it. All of it's right there, and you get none of it. You get nothing.
Yeah. I mean, you get to play in the playoff. You get the country to be able to watch you play on a huge stage. I guess there's something to walk away from that, you know, something to take from that a little bit. But for a
team, I don't know if anybody enjoyed watching you play.
No, for a team that averaged about 36 points a game, a little over 36 points a game, to put up 3 in your playoff game, it's pretty disappointing.
There was some wind issues. Nobody could kick.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, there certainly was. Yeah.
Did you see that one kick from Miami?
Yeah, we were here.
Yeah. Oh, my God. We start cracking up. That kick went like 15 yards right of the goalpost. And it was like, okay, this is getting ugly. But, I mean,
when kicks are missed like that drastically, like regardless of the wind, it always just cracks me up. Like, oh, my God.
But they're ranking their season was based basically on 1 win at Notre Dame early in the season. And this is the problem with the 16, 18 team size conferences is not all conference schedules are assembled and resemble one another.
Sure.
It's why Alabama with 3 losses can go and win a first round game as opposed to a Texas A&M squad who's at home with just 1 loss and they're not prepared to go into a month long 4 game potential playoff against the best teams in the country.
And let's be real too. Like Texas Tech kind of overachieved this season. Like, I mean, they came into the season like ranked within the top 25, but they were like, and I'm looking now for week 1.
Well, they
1.
Did, but they put together, they bought a roster.
Yeah, they put together
they
a good team.
Boosters want to come in and say, "Hey, we can seize an opportunity," but they did it by, it wasn't all flash. It was we need dudes on the front 7. We need a defense that can hold up to 4 games in a playoff against the Alabamas and Georgias and Oregons and Ohio States. And that's how they went about it. So they spent their money wisely.
They did. But I think coming into the season, I'm looking at some of these predictions had them going 8-4 to start the season, you know, and I don't think any of us in this room had Texas Tech on our bingo card for the SEC. Like, I mean, I wouldn't have told you that. I would have said Georgia. I would have said Bama. We all said Texas, I think, at some point. Like, I don't think any of us had Texas Tech as the team.
A&M.
Or, excuse me, A&M, excuse me, as the team that was going to be that good this year. And so, yeah, I mean, that's why I'm like, I don't know if it's a complete disappointment. I would be more disappointed in Oklahoma, I guess. If there were any team that showed some disappointment, I'd probably be a little more disappointed in them.
Were you reading my show sheet?
I was reading your show sheet. I thought that's kind of what we were going to do. But, like, as we talked about the two, like, Oklahoma has not done well in the playoff.
Yeah, I want to – we'll do that next, talking about which team should be more disappointed and or who impressed you more in that first round. Because I do actually want to bring this up because I thought it was funny. Have you heard of the Ted Cruz curse?
Don't let them show up to my game.
Well, basically, universities in Texas do not want him showing up to their games anymore because more often than not, they lose when Ted Cruz is in attendance. So sure enough, he was at the game on Saturday at Kyle Field. And it was funny because there was even a reporter down there that said, for those of you who keep track, yes, Senator Cruz is at Kyle Field for the game. And they went as far as, I'm trying to find it, that Democratic leaders in the state of Texas in Houston filed a petition to ban him from attending games in Texas. They do not want him there at all. This is one of the first things people pointed to after the game. Harris County Democratic Party precinct chair Bill Kelly said after Houston lost in the national title game versus Florida, squandering a 12-point lead. So he was at the national title game as well that Houston lost to Florida. It's a problem. He needs to quit going to college games in Texas.
Yeah, I do know he also showed up to the World Series a couple times in the championship games for the Astros, and they won those, right? And so...
Yeah, that was...
the garbage can?
I don't know. Yeah, that's... I don't know. Probably so. He probably
it was him all
out.
Along.
That actually tracks if they won and, you know... he was actually there, and there had to be some cheating going on.
I think that was one of, in this article that it was brought up, that was one of the times he did show up that they actually won, was with the Houston Astros winning the World Series. But his overall record, the resolution, by the way, did not pass. So Ted Cruz is allowed to go to college games. But including the A&M and Longhorn wins earlier this year, college teams are 3-9 when he makes an appearance, including Texas's loss to Washington in the 2024 Sugar Bowl and Texas Tech men's hoop loss to Virginia in the 2019 national title game in March Madness. So, basically... all Texas sports fans, Texas college fans, do not want Ted Cruz showing up to their games.
Sure you do. Sure you do. Especially when they're playing Oregon. Absolutely. Show up Texas.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Can he go to the Orange Bowl, please? Yeah. Hang out he can make a stop at Mar-a-Lago, go say what's up to Marco Rubio, and then he can go to Miami and Bingo. Spend New Year's Day at the Orange Bowl. That'd be perfect.
Bingo.
I say he does it. Who was the more disappointing team? Texas A&M or Oklahoma? And who impressed you more, Alabama or Miami? We get to that next here on Dirt and Sprague, Joe Fish and Rashad Taylor Sports Saturday Edition. You can chime in on the text line as well, 503-864-6326, with who you think was more disappointing or more impressive in the first round of the college football playoffs. We do that next here on Dirt and Sprague. Welcome back in. Breaking news, Rashad Taylor. Bad son. Delaying his gift purchasing into
Amazon,
the last
count your days. Count your days, Amazon.
I think I saw a joke about Amazon where it was like, Amazon will tell you, yeah, we'll ship it to you tomorrow. And then you place the purchase, like, nah, just kidding. You're getting it in 5 days.
Yeah, here it comes. Look, so it's supposed to be here.
Got your ass.
Supposed to be here yesterday between 9 and 11. Okay, it wasn't. They said, okay, now between 6 and 10. All right, cool. No problem. And now I get a little notification. Nope. Sorry. January 1st.
I know what happened.
It's definitely not tomorrow.
I know what happened. You didn't leave anything out on your porch for the driver. He showed up to your house.
That's the real Santa Claus.
There was no candy. There were no cookies. There was nothing. And he was like, okay.
Listen.
All right. I see how it is.
Yeah. Shout out to, except for whomever misplaced this package, shout out to all the other Amazon and UPS and all those other drivers out there. You are the real Santa.
Also, I had a I was today years old when I learned yesterday that you can't just ship wine, like bottles of wine. You can't just show up to the post office and be like, hey, can you send these to someone? I was trying to send a couple bottles to a client of mine in Bend. I felt like of all states, Oregon would be like, no problem.
Of course, I got you.
We got you. Yeah, good exactly. Stuff. Yeah. No, the lady looked at me like I had two heads. And then
Which is rude to look at somebody like that if they did have two.
Oh, yeah. I pulled the bottles out of the box and I was like, hey, and she's like, we can't ship wine. And I was like, what? I didn't know. And then I was like, all right, do you know anybody like that can? And she's like, no. And I'm like, what about like UPS and FedEx? And she's like, I don't know their rules. And I was just like, all right, you know, screw you, but also fair point. You know, didn't have to say it in that tone. But hey, holiday times, I think she's over it at this point.
But why though?
I mean, it's alcohol. I'm sure it's like has some. I'm sure it has something to do with like prohibition laws from like 100 years ago or something like that. Like, see, no shipping wine and any liquor across state lines or in the state. I just thought with Oregon, we would be a little bit more lax, especially with the wine. I thought she would have grabbed
usually
the bottle. Ooh,
more,
what a nice Pinot, sir.
It has more to deal with getting around the alcohol taxes of the different states.
Mm. See, that's what I was saying, though. I'm shipping it in-state. It's going just from...
I don't know.
I want answers, damn it.
But no, I don't think you're allowed to...
You are not.
Unless you're properly licensed.
No, you are not. Yes, yeah, you need to have licenses, certain accounts
I'm,
with
I'm done with the
old FedEx.
CC.
And
yeah, just take a day trip up to Bend.
Yeah,
down to Bend.
Yeah, that's what's going
to
be
it's
happening.
It's finally starting to snow in the mountains, though,
yeah,
so take your time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I let my client know. I was like, you guys, you'll be getting some bottles of wine in either the spring or summertime whenever I come down to Bend. So who was more disappointing or who should be more disappointed, Texas A&M or Oklahoma after what happened in the first round? Because it was both a different kind of hurt for either of those
I think
teams.
Texas A&M. I think many people thought Alabama was better than Oklahoma the first time around if they just didn't, you know, be their own worst enemy. And now the way the games played out, certainly Oklahoma, you know, up 17 zip, looking like you're ready to blow the doors off of them.
Be sick to your stomach, fam.
That's different. But overall, probably Texas A&M fans, because Miami was beatable.
Yeah.
I mean, you couldn't do anything.
Yeah. And even when you could, you still threw an interception in the end zone at the last second. Yeah, I go back and forth on this because I hear what you're saying is that you didn't show up at all offensively. And your defense played a great game, literally held them to 10 points. They didn't score their touchdown until, 4 minutes left in the game? So you had that unit show up. The Oklahoma one, though, biggest comeback in college football playoff history, down 17 points. And that John Mateer interception, that was clearly he thought the receiver was going to zig and he zagged. He threw it right to the Bama receiver and housed it. And at that point, you're like, okay, this game's back on. we're all tied up now, 17-17. I mean, the drop from the Oklahoma receiver where he could have walked into the end zone, made a sandwich, played a game of chess before crossing the goal line, and then for him to drop. And then I believe that's what led to them getting the field goal to make it 17-10, if I'm remembering correctly.
Well, that led to the blocked punt, or the dropped punt, I should say, was right after the dropped third down conversion.
Well, because Oklahoma punted after that.
Yeah, and he dropped it, and it was blocked or whatever, fumbled or
that's
whatever.
That's right. That's
say.
Right. Yes. Okay. I was trying to remember how it all played out. So yes, and then that ended up leading to the field goal by Alabama to make it 17-10. So I mean, just you go from
a meltdown is what it was.
You go from potentially a 24-7 lead at that point to 17-10, and then you're throwing a pick six to make it 17-17. I think that you should probably be more disappointed if you're a Texas A&M fan because one of your units just could not show up. But the level of hurt, the level of pain that Oklahoma fans are going through is probably more because you had that game.
Yeah, I'm gonna still stick with Oklahoma because I'm one of those guys, Swag, that's like, man, I would much rather be blown out than lose a close one. At least in a, if I'm blown out, I knew a lot of things had to go wrong for me to get here. Like in a close game, it's like, ugh, that damn missed free throw, that damn missed field goal, or whatever the case is. That's the, those are things you harp on. Oklahoma was up 17-0 early, and then all of a sudden
it looked in control the entire, like it was like,
and
oh god,
melted
this could get
down
ugly
completely in the second half. And you're talking about 27 unanswered points from Alabama, and we thought they were over. Man, Oklahoma is 0-5 now in the college football playoff. This is way
That's
more
wild.
Disappointing
I didn't
than
even,
Texas
I didn't even
A&M.
Realize that.
This is way more disappointing than Texas A&M losing in a game that you know, could have went either way. But to be dominated like the way, hey man, Oklahoma, I'm pissed right now if I'm a Sooners fan.
Let's take a quick break, and let's get to the team that impressed you more and who you think has a better chance in the next round between Alabama and Miami. Hell, we can even sprinkle in a little Ole Miss here into that as well. Which team impressed you most in the first round? Sans Oregon, and that will be playing in the second round of the college football playoff. We do that next here on Dirt and Sprague, but a Sports Saturday edition on the Fan Sports Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Well, one team was certainly in a rhythm on Saturday at one point, and then that was Alabama. After they went down 17-0, they're like, hey, we should probably play some really good football. They ended up doing that, I believe, outscoring Oklahoma 34-7 the rest of the way after going down 17-0. Alabama, I mean, I was in this very studio a week before saying that they should have been left out over Notre Dame because of how poorly they have played and looked the last few weeks. Yeah, they looked pretty damn good against Oklahoma. Miami, their defense looked amazing against Texas A&M. Obviously, offense leaving a lot to be desired. But Hell, out of those two, and let's throw Ole Miss in there because they absolutely put bell to ass on Tulane. What team was most impressive to you in that first round?
Because
I'm going Bama, man. The way
that was a historic kind of comeback, not historic, but it was epic. No, like the way historic. They came back, the
biggest comeback in college football playoff history.
17 points is the biggest comeback.
Yeah,
that's so crazy.
Yeah, I mean, granted, the playoff has been around for just over 11 years now. So I mean,
yeah, but you think about 2 touchdowns and a field goal is the biggest lead anybody's ever had to overcome in a playoff.
I mean, there have definitely been bigger leads, but that have been overcome. That teams have, 17 nothing.
No, just the way that they were able to fight. If you're Alabama, you know, and then you go ahead and score 27 unanswered, you know, that's for a team. It looked like you said, it looked like it was going to get out of hand real fast. By the time it got to 17 nothing, it's like, okay, this game might be over. And then, what do you know? Kalen DeBoer just said, not so. And his team went out there and they fought their ass off, and you know, they were able to show a lot of grit, a lot of resilience, a lot of words that old football dudes love, and that's exactly what they did. They played an old school game out there, and they went and won. So
first guy in, last guy out, mentality.
Yeah, exactly. We play for each other, you know, all that stuff. You know, but I thought it was really impressive because none of us things have changed. The narrative around Alabama's changed. We still know that they're good, but they're not the world beaters that they used to be. Like, we don't think we view them the way that we used to view Alabama. I think Georgia has kind of taken that mantle as the team from the SEC that we look at to say, wow, they're great. And who knows if Texas can have a great year next year with Arch and then have another guy come in, like maybe they'll be the team that everybody talks about. But I wasn't expecting Bama to win this game. We talked about it. I said, yeah, I expect Oklahoma to, you know, maybe not run away with it, but win. But was not expecting them to come back the way they did and really put, you know, boots to asses the way they that was impressive. So that might be Kalen DeBoer's best win as a head coach, you know, on this kind of field.
Yeah, I would say Alabama was most impressive. Quite frankly, like as far as the next most impressive team, I mean, I know it was Tulane, but after everything Ole Miss has been through over the last couple weeks, and then to show up and have that performance, especially offensively, like not skipping a beat, not showing any regression at all. Well, technically, you beat Tulane 45-10 earlier this season, and you only won 41-10 this year. So technically a 4-point regression. But still, I mean, it just looked like they were the same Ole Miss team from this year. And you want to talk about a team that wants to go and shut some people up, shows some doubters that they don't need Lane Kiffin to make a run. Now, granted, the opponent they got this week with Georgia, that is a tall task.
That ain't no Tulane.
That is definitely
ain't
not.
No damn green wave that you're about to play.
And I want to talk about a very intriguing matchup. I know that we're all going to have our eyes on the Oregon-Texas Tech game. That's probably the best matchup of this first round. But that Ole Miss-Georgia game, I am very intrigued to see what happens because Ole Miss had Georgia on the ropes earlier this season when they were playing. They could have, maybe should have won that game against Georgia. And as Georgia's been doing all year long, came back, ended up winning that game last minute. So I'm intrigued to see what happens in that because Ole Miss, they have the offensive firepower to be able to hold up against a Georgia team. Just wonder if, you know, the head coaching factor is going to come into play. If Golding is going to, I mean, this is his second game as a head coach ever. You know, good for him for getting that first win, but it was against the Tulane and it was at home. Now the stakes are higher. This is the Sugar Bowl or is it the Cotton Bowl Swigard? I'm trying to remember because the Rose Bowl, that's Indiana, Alabama. So I don't know if this is the Sugar or it's not the Peach Bowl because that would be in the next round. Regardless, I mean, this is a huge game for Ole Miss.
No, they are in the Sugar Bowl. They're in New Orleans.
This is Sugar Bowl. Okay.
So they should have a healthy contingent of fans there.
Yeah, this is a real SEC matchup
all
around.
Ohio State and Miami are in the Cotton Bowl. That's New Year's Eve.
Thank you. There you go. But yeah, I mean, you get Georgia, Ole Miss in New Orleans playing in this. That's a full SEC matchup right there. Very intrigued to see how that one plays out. But Ole Miss, I mean, again, super impressive, all things considered, what they've been through the last few weeks with the whole Lane Kiffin situation, and then to show up against Tulane and do what they did. I would say that is, to me, a bit more impressive than what Miami did. Because Miami's defense, yes, it was great, but their offense did not do anything. And I think that was more so Texas A&M losing that game. Granted, Miami's offense did put them in field goal position a lot of times. They just couldn't make the field goals because of the wind or hitting upright, whatever the case is. But yeah, I want to give Ole Miss props because that I think that was easier said than done for them.
Hey man, Ole Miss did their thing last weekend. It was against Tulane, and not to, you know, kind of crap on Tulane, but that is not Georgia. That is not Kirby Smart. And Pete Golding, who looks like somebody who I'd probably have a beer with, you know, he looks just like a, he looks like a rad dude, right? Like somebody you just want to have some fun with. But, you know, this is a very, very different beast that you're about to play against. And I think you know that already. Georgia, you did have a chance against Georgia. Georgia ended up coming back and beating you. So this could be a get back game for you if you're Ole Miss. And if there's no better way to put yourself on the map if you're Pete Golding by beating up on Georgia and moving forward in the playoff. So I don't think it's going to happen. But now this will be the real test for them to see, you know, how legit Trinidad. How do I say his last name?
Trinidad Chambliss.
Yeah.
One of the best names in college football.
Yeah, I like it, you know, so, and see exactly how good he is on the main stage against Georgia.
Pete Golding, as you mentioned, a guy that you want to have a beer with. Have you seen the interim head coach at Michigan right now? Biff Pogge?
Anybody named Biff, I got to meet.
He's a big boy.
Do yourself a favor and look up a picture of Biff Pogge. We started the show talking about the cutoff sleeve t-shirts. Biff Pogge, a big fan of the cutoff sleeve t-shirts. Dusty gave me the whole rundown on Biff Pogge last week when I sat in with him during a happy hour. And yeah, Biff Pogge is a guy that I want to have a beer with, want to play a round of golf with, just hang out with in a garage for like 4 hours, hang out with around a barbecue, like as he's cooking and telling stories, have a whiskey with. I want Biff Pogge to be my dad, quite frankly, or
Francis
my uncle.
Xavier Biff Pogge. I love it. I love it.
Actually, I think Biff Pogge would probably be more uncle material. Like, that's who you want to be your uncle.
Oh, he's uncle. Yeah, he's yeah.
Uncle Biff.
Yeah, Uncle Biff, for sure. Uncle Biff's the coolest.
Yeah.
He gave you your first drink of alcohol gave at the age first of dip. 15, 16. Yeah, yeah,
right?
Exactly. Yeah, 100%.
Just don't swallow it.
Biff Pogge also, I mean, boy, he said some pretty candid things about the Michigan program the other day, where because he's trying to get the head coach job. He's interviewed a couple times. He said that he's like, quite frankly, this program is a little dysfunctional.
Malfunctioning organization.
Yeah, malfunctioning organization.
Yeah.
He's like, every year for the last 5 years, there has been something that's happening. And also, coincidentally, get an update on my phone 15 minutes ago that former Michigan co-offense coordinator Matt Weiss must face aggravated ID theft charges, a federal judge rules. So, again,
something's in the water in Ann Arbor.
Add another thing to the list of Michigan. But yes, I want Biff Pogge to be the head coach at Michigan because that is a football guy, right?
That'll
there.
Be a good change for them.
when you see a picture of Biff Pogge, and I encourage all of our listeners to go do that. Google a picture of Biff Pogge, and then who was it? Not Ken Stabler. It was George Blanda. Go look a picture of George Blanda at the age of 48 in a full football uniform, because those are two just great pictures right there. Two football guys right there. We are going to wrap things up here for hour number two. Got a couple more college football things to get to. Actually, two things to get to, football related, one college football, one NFL. Got to go to Pittsburgh. Because some things are going down there.
Again.
Got Daily Ticker coming up. Also, in hour number four, we will have Millsack. So if you want to start sending in questions, we've got a couple in that are sports related. But yeah, if you have any questions for Rashad, myself, for Jason Swigard here as we're about to enter the Christmas season, we will do Millsack in the last hour there. But hour number three coming up. We've got two football institutions that will be no more. Get to that next here, hour number three. Dirt and Sprague, a Sports Saturday edition on 105.1 The Fan, 1080 The Fan, and the Fan Sports Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.